Okay, are we talking general film ideas here? Or perhaps part of anyway, just some possible usage of a concept here, which is to really, you know, people tend to like to watch effects, the latest coolest special effects, right? Or at least new. I mean, not necessarily latest technological perfection, but a cool use of it, so to speak. Right? I think that's more and more important. Well, it is important. It used to be that look how realistic they made it now, but now they can basically make it perfectly realistic, so even hyper realistic, I would say. So that's one usage I thought of years ago that I've spoken about before, that we can make, for instance, Goloka or something, a realm which is far much more beautiful and perfect and real than this one, and make it so that it's just more perfect and beautiful than here, than what you can make with ordinary video cameras. So, but another thing here is that I just thought of, you know, you see these disaster movies and all that, you know, where I just saw some picture here from some Japanese one with a freighter, huge ship thrown through a skyscraper building that was just about to fall and everything scattering and a whole huge city, you know, this dystopic disaster movies that people seem to like to watch. But I think what they like to watch there, what they're fascinated by, is this huge scale events, right? Great powers involved here. And you just stand there, the hero and the heroine and the kid and the dog or whatever, on the hill as the whole city collapses. This huge symbol of human domination over Earth. And it just goes there as a little piece of rubbish in this huge landscape. I mean, that kind of motif is kind of attractive to us. I don't know why. We can use it, I think, in the sense of, or with the purpose of bringing about this awe and veneration, or reverence, what is it called? For the gods and the higher powers, you know, they see how small we are and all that, right? But also to bring about this, you know, I mean, a perspective, a real one. And I thought of, one can take that a step further and somehow show the others, the next step, or the other side of it, how. Or, I don't know how to do this except doing it in a comical way. But, you know, showing the Earth as a big mother with her belly or something, that the Earth is, or something like that. And she's just scratching herself because it's getting a bit irritating here. So, but maybe one can do it in a more Well, maybe one should do it that way, but start from a realistic scene looking like that which I just said, for instance. And then you zoom out and out and out until you see that belly, and then you see Mother Earth there. And she's just enjoying there with her friends in some beautiful place and laying down maybe on the grass under a tree and eating grapes or something. And then on her belly we see this Earth planet. And she's just scratching a little bit, and I got these little parasites, I think. Better do something about them. You know, if that scene was going, I mean, we're talking a bit of an action comedy here. I don't know what the heck we're talking about, but just imagine that scene, that going from the first perspective there of the couple and the kid and the dog, whatever, on the mountain, looking down on that big city that is just basically tumbling here and there, things happening, skyscrapers falling and everything, you know, some tsunami thing, whatever, biggest so far. And then as it should look, it should be taken by a camera or looking like that, could be just that the people there in the front are real, and the rest could be, of course, should be, of course, done in Blender. I mean, that's the thing, you could do it very easily today on a home gaming computer. And then zooming out from there, now everything made in Blender, and then you got, but keeping the same level of realism, so it actually looks like not some cheap computer graphics, but as if, you know, camera had been flying out there to that scene where you have Mother Earth, and either she is then switched over to a real person talking, but she should be more, this environment should be again more real than this. It could be really cool. That just an example of what one could do conceptually using effects in a creative way in our context, so to speak.